Today is February 3rd, 1978. I'm talking with Luther Burroughs. Luther, will you please tell me the date of your birth?
I was born on May 22nd, 1901, in Columbus, New York, which is a small little crossroads in Chenango County. My father at that time was minister of the Columbus Church.
What was your father's name, and what was your mother's maiden name, please?
Well, my father's name was Charles Henry Burroughs. My mother's maiden name was Delia Matson.
How do you spell Delia?
D-E-L-I-A. Matson, M-A-T-S-O-N. And we have her side of the family, we have the genealogy goes back through to just shortly after the Mayflower in this country, and we do have it back into England before that time. And just recently, my son in Albany, Kenneth, who was working on this, said he had a connection between our mother's family and Miles Standish and John Alden. I haven't seen that as yet.
Would you tell us a little bit about your schooling days? Where did you start school, and a little bit about what school was like?
Of course, I lived in the parsonage at Gaines. We moved here in 1904, and the schoolhouse, the cobblestone schoolhouse, was directly across the road. I started in school at a very early age. In fact, I believe I was only 11 years old when I entered high school.
Did you? Was this a one-room schoolhouse with one teacher for all of them?
It was a two-room schoolhouse, but they only used the one room and the one teacher because they didn't have enough pupils to do anymore.
How many students were there, approximately?
I would say probably an average of 20 to 25, as I remember it. Mm-hmm. And in the wintertime, of course, the farm boys would go to school, and in the spring and in the fall, they stayed home and worked on the farms.
How about the girls? Did they do the same?
I don't remember that too much. It seems to me the girls usually put in a full school year.
Mm-hmm. Was your teacher usually a man or a woman?
I remember two men teachers. One was Frank Thurber, who was very well known around here. He taught at a number of schools. And another one is someone by the name of Johnson. He was only there 1 year. The other time, there were lady teachers. In fact, the Ella Bacon started her school teaching in Gaines, and I think she almost finished it there. She was there for a good many years. Mm-hmm. I didn't have her very much because I had already gone into Albion to school by that time.
When you went into Albion School from your home in Gaines, how did you get there?
We walked. In the wintertime, we drive a horse with a cutter, and we drive a horse and buggy most of the time. In the summertime, we might ride our bicycles. It was only in the last year that I went to school that we had a 1917 Ford, and I used to drive that. I can remember, it was necessary. My brother and I went to school practically the same time. I was a little older, but we had to take people with us. So we had a one-seated buggy with a top on, of course, and side curtains when the weather got bad. And as I remember, we took two girls ordinarily with us. One, I think they both lived up on a ridge. And there was Well, almost essential that you had if you drove to school, that you had in those days. Mm-hmm. It was up to each individual to get mm-hmm. to school. Mm-hmm. We used to leave our horse and buggy in the drive barn, which is where the Ford Agency used to be.
Now, whereabouts is that? Where's the Ford Agency?
That is directly north of the canal. Mm-hmm. It's right near the mm-hmm. peninsula.
What was the drive barn like? I don't have a good description of one.
A drive barn was a large building, and it was covered over. You'd drive in, and it had stalls along either side for the horses. And
did you drive your carriage in there too?
Yeah, you drive right into the livery barn, mm. and generally you put your horse in a stall, and they take it later. Or the horse we had knew where to go, and mm-hmm. we just get out and he'd go, and then they'd take care of him later. Mm-hmm. But
did they leave the buggies outside?
No, it was a large enough place so that mm-hmm. they could take care of the. For all the business they had. Now, the smaller places they had would undoubtedly leave the buggies outside, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. that's what I'm talking about. It was mm-hmm. a drive-like garage, and okay. you'd park your car, and of course, it's quite a big building mm-hmm. there, anyway.
How many drive barns about were there in Albion at that time, do you know?
I think there were about three. This was the main one that we went to. There was another one over near Liberty Street that run by Mr. Hayden, and then Harry Latin had a horse barn.
Mm-hmm. How much would they charge you to park your horse?
Well, I don't know. I think my father took care of that because we had no money in those mm-hmm. days, and
to school. Whereabouts did you go, and what grade was it?
I went to what they call the grammar school. And when I came in, they had a preparation for high school. We called it purgatory. And one of the students at that time that still lives here was Joe McGuire. He was in there at that time.
Where was that? Where was that held? Was that the American Legion Hall?
No, that was right in the. It was only a separate room where we probably had 15 or 18 people in the one class. It was right in the grammar school. It was only a small section for people preparing for their high school entrance.
What grade would you leave the cobblestone school?
In there, it was a little indefinite. I think that when I was in the fourth or fifth grade, I passed my Regents in spelling and reading, and then probably when I was in the sixth grade, I had passed almost every other subject. Mm-hmm. I forget what it was that I had to get. It might have been English or history or something that I had to finish to pass the exam in order to enter high school.
Mm-hmm. But that preparatory school was really just one room.
It was
in the school building.
Just one room in the school building. And
then where did you go from there?
The same place. It was all, at that time, the high school occupied the second and third floors mostly. Mm-hmm. And, the fourth floor too. I know we had the laboratories. Mm-hmm. Chemistry laboratory and the biology laboratory, remember all of them, but the majority of the classes were on the second floor.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts was that in Albion?
That's on Academy Street, mm-hmm. the old mm-hmm. school building that they still have up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, going on beyond high school, when did you graduate from high school?
I graduated in 1917. I was in for 5 years. 1 year I had swellings on my ankle. I never did find out what they were, and I had to stay out of school for a year. And something that came on and disappeared. Mm-hmm. But I was 17 when I was graduated from high school, and I went to Hamilton that fall with a number of other people from Orleans County.
Hamilton College is.
And at that time, Kenneth Turner from Medina was in the class. Fred Bates from Gaines or down that way was in that class. Franklin Reed, who was Hippie Reed's half brother, I believe.
Hippie Reed?
Hippie Reed's half brother. Franklin Reed.
You called him Hippie. Was that because he was fat?
No, Herb Reed. This is Herb Reed. We always call him Hippie Reed. I don't know why.
H-I-P-P?
H-I-P-P-Y, yeah. But he was very much in politics in those days. Mm-hmm. But I believe it was his half-brother that went down. So there were four of us from Orleans County.
Well, let's back up for just a minute. Back to your home. Your father was a minister. And of what church, and would you describe the parsonage just a little bit, the one that was on the Ridge Road?
It's the Gaines Congregational Church. And the parsonage was a big building, which is still there. I don't know exactly how many rooms they were. Probably at least four bedrooms upstairs. And possibly one or two downstairs at the time. It was a very big house. The kitchen is where we came in and out mostly, and a dining room, and a living room combined, and then the parlor, which was kept shut up except when you had company.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Then there were two stairways. The big stairway that we didn't use was sort of a spiral staircase.
Mm.
That was from the front of the house, which
we had no
electricity. Our lights were just ordinary kerosene lights, and during the latter years, we were able to buy a Coleman light, which gave us a little better light than that.
What about the heating?
The heating, we had a furnace. As far as I know, we always had that
coal,
or wood. It was just a hot air furnace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the register came up in the living room, and that's about all.
Mm-hmm.
Used to stand over that, and it spread out.
What did you do for fun when you were small? Did you play baseball?
We played baseball. The baseball field being right across the field, right across the road. I would play with the young ones and the middle ones and the old ones, some way or other. I was shag balls, probably for the bigger people.
Shag balls.
Shag balls. But somebody knocked a ball way over to a foul ball or way over across the road or. And we'd go chase it and bring it back. That's what we call shagging balls.
Oh, I see.
In those days. And we had a team of our own age. We played considerably. And my father, of course, was always the umpire. They figured that he was always fair. either the games for the young people or for the
You said
the
this.
Older
you said your home was across from the cobblestone school?
Yes.
Then the field was right next to that.
The field was north of that, and it was the only obstruction was a barn, but that was so far away that it didn't bother so much on when we were playing ball.
Now, was this a cow pasture that you played in, or what?
It was originally a cow pasture. Well, it was a cow pasture. They'd put the the base lines, and of course, you didn't have mowing machines in those days, very well equipped to cut down, so you'd use sheep or cows or whatever you had. Mm-hmm. And that was, since we lived right there, that was what my father did. He would pasture his cows. He usually had two, mm-hmm. pasture them.
And you had to clean it up so you could play in it.
Well, we had to clean it up, and occasionally, if we missed something, somebody might slide into what they thought was third base, and it didn't happen to be.
Oh, dear. What about Sunday recreation with your father being a minister? Tell me about Sundays in your, in the church or in your home. How did it affect you as a youngster? What were Sundays like?
Well, Sunday, you had to go to Sunday school. That was a must. Yeah, the Sunday school was at 10 o'clock in the morning, from 10 to 11. And then the church service from 11 to 12 or 12:30. Now, of course, in those days, the early days, there were no entertainment of any kind, even if you had been able to go. But we weren't allowed to read the Sunday paper, to look at the funnies. And we occasionally could sneak a look on Sunday, but ordinarily we had to go to somebody else's house during the week and get our reading caught up that way. In the summertime, when it was a good, the weather was good, there was a step stone in the way up in the front yard. I used to sit on that with my tablet and.
Excuse me, what do you mean a step stone?
A step stone is where you drive your horse and buggy up, and as you step out of the buggy, the step stone is the first step you make, and then from then you step down to the ground.
It's really quite a high block then.
It's a high block. You'd watch the I'd watch the cars, and in those days you'd try to get the make of the car, and
you did this for fun.
This was just for fun, just for something to do.
Uh-huh.
And of course we couldn't play cards. We couldn't play any kind of cards. Of course, except flinch. Or Old Maid is another game they had.
Yeah.